Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama. Smooth Drama.
All right, welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Vic Hugger, a.k.a. FNWord. Tonight, well, not tonight, this special edition this morning, we have an interview with Sultan Stewart, writer, creative director of the God Eater graphic novel project. I know it's early, but if you're up, give me a call, 646-929-2037. Once again, and it's only early on the West Coast, I may add. I know on the East Coast it's not quite as early. Phone number is 646-929-2037. If you got any questions, comments, concerns, you can email me, dick@smoothdrama.com. Now, Sultan, are you there?
I'm here, sir.
All right. Well, first, I want to ask you, in reading about your God Eater project, tell us, you know, for those who don't know anything about it, what is the God Eater project about?
The main project is the artistic workshop, but what we're working on is the God Eater graphic novel on behalf of the even though the graphic novel is an independent project on its own, the project is done in conjunction with the development of the workshop, which exists in helping inspire artists realize and realize their artistic ability in the graphic performing art.
Okay. Now, what made you want to do this project?
Well, I was working with another brother on the Adjusted, which is a webcomic.
Yeah, I plan to ask you about that. We're gonna talk about the Adjusted in a little bit. I definitely want to talk about that also.
And, well, when we were working on that project, I came up with an idea to do a workshop involving just dealing with comics itself and bringing in the artists and everything and showing different tips and tricks, if you will, to help them develop every kind of skills and different ways to pursue their interest in comics. So eventually, I came up with the idea, went on and do my own process, which is the God Eater, to actually develop that concept of a workshop even further. And that's what really inspired actually the God Eater novel itself, because when I started off, I just had the idea for the workshop, and I really didn't know where I wanted to be in order to get that at all.
Okay, so tell me how this works. I mean, is it something where it's a collaboration with a number of people, like a number of people can send you pages, a number of people, students, volunteers working with you? How does that go?
Well, the initial push is just me, myself, and the artist involved with developing the graphic novel, The God Eater. We have started developing the graphic novel with the art and the writing of the script and everything with that. But what we also have done is we partnered with a local nonprofit organization called Amaya, which is Adams Morgan Youth Leadership Academy, which is a local neighborhood that actually worship with children or work with young people, to help them as far as in areas of education, workforce, and the arts, sports and everything like that. They have after-school programs and traveling programs to get these young people exposed to the world as young adults and what they may have to deal with once they get out into the world on their own. So we partner with those guys to actually help us do the or build the workshop aspect of it. But as far as the actual specific arts of the of this project itself, it's just the artists involved with the graphic novel, and that's just to start it off. That's just to begin with. The hope is to actually recruit or network with other artists, working artists, primarily probably with just like with comics like The Guardian or what have you. But again, moving into the performing arts as well.
Okay, moving into performing arts. Now, what do you envision when you say moving into the performing arts? Are you talking about doing plays, comic books as plays, dance performances?
Dance performances, theatrical performances, those things. Those interests that we want to present and provide for young people who may be interested or who may not know that they're interested but partake of the or participate in the workshop and realize that that's something that they can explore as far as their creative ambitions are concerned. My wife, for example, is interested in dance. She does dance. And so she would be, for example, one of the artists or whatever I would want to recruit in order to bring in young people to participate in a workshop built around dance and what have you. And for the theatrics or the theater as well, we have the same situation where we should bring in whoever we network with who's interested in being a presenter at the workshop, and we'll have them show what they do for the young people to decide that's where they want to pursue their interest.
Okay, so if you're looking at it from that angle, you're saying that this is something that can go from school to school, and like if you have the God Eat a graphic novel project out there, and it could basically be turned into a play, and they could do dance performances off it, and it could be something that could be performed from school to school, organization to organization, you're saying?
Yeah, that's one of the aspects of it. The main part of it, though, I mean, not necessarily the main part of it, but another aspect of it, the way that we want to approach it, is not just simply rooted in the God Eater story, but even just whatever artists that we've networked with that's interested in being a presenter in the workshop, whatever they're into, you know, be it, you know, stenciling or whatever type of graphic design it's that they have experience with, that they've worked in, they will come in, present what they do, show how they got started or what have you. And then, you know, a main part of this workshop, however, is to show and give the participants realistic or practical feedback about the uses of the internet to present, to cultivate and present the art that they're into, and how that, you know, eventually being consistent with it, they can monetize it as well. So that's an aspect of the workshop that we seek to develop. So it wouldn't be just based around the God Eater. It would be whatever the artist who is the presenter, whether it's one or a few, whatever they're presenting would be based on what they're doing. And the participants can decide, okay, I like, you know, I enjoy working with paint, or I enjoy performing on stage, and they can take it from there. But like what you just described, that's an aspect of it as well.
Okay, well, that sounds really, really good. It'd be something that I think would be beneficial to school kids, elementary, junior high, and high school, because as you say, it's not just revolving around your project, but it evolves around what they would like to do, and they can expand it within the confines of the program that you set up. Not that that's the question, but no, I think that's very well, but I think we kind of getting ahead. Tell us if you can feed us some morsels. What exactly is the plot of the God Eater graphic novel? If you don't mind.
No, don't mind at all. The God Eater actually is basically rooted in the idea of myth, not necessarily any particular myth at all. But basically, it has to do with, it's based on a world where gods once ruled and created mankind. And as a result, the gods eventually began demigods. And through, you know, mating with humanity or whatever, and a world calamity is caused because the gods, they go to war. So that's pretty much what has happened in the past. And the war pretty much decimates the world to a certain extent, to the point where the demigods have to actually interfere to try and get the gods to stop warring. The story basically centers around, that's the past, but the story basically centers around what is called the Infinite Blades Tournament, which is basically a gladiator-like battles that exist in this dystopic-like world that we live in, which is controlled by 8 corporations. It's like nations don't exist anymore. It's 8 corporations that run the entire planet. And
sort of like we're getting close to now, right?
Right. Sort of like that, exactly. Therefore, it's no more like governments. It's no more, you know, a smoke screen of governments and people having choices of voting and all that. All that's done away with. All that exists is these 8 corporations, and they're huge corporations, and they pretty much kind of control or drive everything through this infinite blade competition. Which is basically battles to the death. Like I said, it's all gladiator a la Spartacus, basically.
Okay.
But it's modernized. So you have tech, and you have all types of different levels of fighters, and everything that's going on. And the story centers around one particular fighter or gladiator, battle maiden, if you will, who is... She's special in that she has the ambition of breaking out of the game and to become
a free speech, a free thinker.
Well, not a free thinker, but she is a free thinker, which is, you know, what inspires her to actually break out of the game and fight with a rebellion to challenge the corporation. I'm sorry. Hey,
I'm with you. Let's take powers that be. I'm down with that every day of the week.
That's basically the main plot of the story in terms of her challenge of dealing with the society that she lives in and trying to make a change through, you know, the whole rebellion. So basically it's kind of like, it's something like the whole Spartacus idea in that the gladiators rebel against the authority. So she has to find these different challenges or face these different challenges in order to break away from the corporation that actually controls her.
Now, well, not to cut you off. Now, when you're talking about the story, how far along are we from the story? I know you say you're 50 some odd days out. When would we be seeing this story, be able to actually have it in our hands and be able to read it?
Well, everything is based on our Kickstarter campaign, actually. We did the Kickstarter. I did a video not too long ago trying to explain. We did the Kickstarter because the main artist and I, we didn't have the resources to really start this project or start the graphic novel and the workshop and get the website and everything set up. So, you know, Kickstarter just seemed really attractive idea to us at the time. I mean, we wanted to get the working capital to be able to maintain a consistent working regimen, as well as get the website working and get everybody situated so that, you know, we wouldn't have any problems getting the product completed. But a lot of it depends on the success of Kickstarter, which we have set our goal in order to take care of much-needed day-to-day expenses for the artists involved, as well as the printing of the actual graphic novel, which we're looking to do as a hardcover graphic novel.
All right. Well, tell us what exactly is Kickstarter for those of us who don't know.
Kickstarter?
Yes.
Oh, Kickstarter is a pretty cool site. It is a artist funding site where you can put a project, a project on the Kickstarter website, and which allows for anyone, be it investors, be it friends and family, who are interested in the arts, can come by the website and check out your project. And if they're interested, they can make a pledge or a donational pledge towards your project. The interesting thing about Kickstarter is that it's all or nothing project or goal funding. So once you set your goal, they let you set your goal. They let you set the time for your to reach your goal, which has to be within 90 days. And depending on whether or not, well, you have to reach your goal within the time frame that you set. And if you don't receive anything. People who are pledging on behalf of your project, the interesting thing about that is that when people pledge, they are actually charged their pledge, and you successfully reach your goal, and the time for your campaign has actually expired.
Mm.
So for our project, we have a large goal, which is $23,000, which we are looking to achieve by May 30th.
Okay.
So if anyone pledges now, for instance, if you make a $5 or $10 pledge now, you actually wouldn't get charged for that pledge until not only do we reach the $23,000, but also not until after or not until May 30th when the campaign actually comes to an end.
All right. Well, tell the people where they can go and pledge and what comes with the pledge.
Well, for reaching the God Eater graphic novel on Kickstarter, all you have to do is dial www.thegodeater.com, which will reroute you to our God Eater page. We set up a few things, a few cool rewards for everyone who is kind enough to make a donation or make it towards our towards our profit. At you can pledge as low as top, which you get access to our behind the scenes blog and developing book, you get to see what we're going to do, snacking we're up to. You go up to $5 where you start like coffees and things of that nature. $20 donation, you get like a pre-order of the actual 156-page graphic novel hardcover, which in the graphic novel we're gonna have a website as well, which will feature pages from the graphic novel, but the graphic novel itself will have about 10 pages of prologue or prelude pages that have to do with something of the origin of the main character, the battle maid Masada.
So that's where the statue will be.
Right. That's where her the little origin story there in the book itself. So everyone who's purchasing the book, you actually get that. That won't appear on the website at all. Whereas the book will probably appear like a page or so a week on the website. We're also doing other things too, like with the development of the website. We're going to have little trailers that we're going to do as a series, which will have music and everything on it. So we're going to create CDs and DVDs based on the creation of those projects as well. And I included those in the rewards as well on the blog page.
All right. Well, not to jump off the guide either, but I know when you talked about music, it brings me back to your previous project, The Adjusted. Let's talk about The Adjusted here for a minute, your music-enhanced video comic series.
Okay. The Adjusted, we started The Adjusted maybe 3 years ago, 2 or 3 years ago. We started it. A buddy of mine called me up, the creative director of The Adjusted, called me up, and he wanted me to help flush out the idea for The Adjusted, which is the basic idea of The Adjusted is a group of shaman special ops organization have to deal with the abduction of these random abduction human beings who are, when they're discovered or found or whatever, they have these bizarre abilities that they may or may not have been able to control. So the founder or the leader of the special squad, which is called the Quadrant, he's investigating these occurrences, these odd occurrences where human beings are just randomly showing up with these powers and trying to discover what it's about. And he fears that he already knows what's happening. So they're just tracking down these people with their powers because they're starting to have an adverse effect on society. But while they're doing that, they're crossing paths with they're basically the enemies that are actually abducting the humans and running experiments on them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty much the premise of the Adjusted. We the creative director, which is Ken Bass. He was he's a great music producer, and he wanted to collaborate on meshing comic with just the original tracks that he would come up for with them, which were all pretty good. It was great stuff, actually. He did the multimedia presentation that you'll see if you go to the actual site.
That's why I was going to lead into that. Tell people where they can go to check out your Adjusted site. It's pretty good, actually.
The Adjusted site is, yeah, just that. It's www.theadjusted.com. And you can see the actual full-length comics version of The Adjusted is about 16 minutes. There is not a hard copy of that yet. That's something that he's still developing and working on, doing a hard copy, as well as working on a second issue. But the first issue is 16 minutes long. I think he has a trailer up on the website now that you can get a glimpse of what he, or what we all did, and what we created in that process.
All right. Well, I look forward to the hard copies on both of your projects, actually. You know, I for one can't wait. I love the premise of the God Eater project, and I enjoyed the Adjusted. So I for one am very interested in the hard cover copy, and I encourage others who are listening to check for it also. In the meanwhile, I also want to commend you for what you're doing, because it's a selfless task. I know you're doing the project, and it's going to a very important cause, helping our youth. So I wanted to make sure that we put that out there, because so many times we always talk about negatives that people do, that we never talk about the positives that are out there. I want to put it out there. Well, we appreciate you in what you're doing. I mean, it's very important, because it's perception that nobody cares about anybody any longer. And every time I walk around, I see a lot of people who care. It's not getting out there. And so made it my mission. We gonna get every positive story that's happening in our neighborhoods out there, even if it kills. That's what we're going to do. And I look forward to this God Eater graphic novel project coming to life. Tell the people one more time where they can donate and where they can go to donate.
You can reach your page at www.godeater.com. Redirect you to the Kickstarter page.
Okay. And if we wanted to check out The Adjusted?
And The Adjusted is at www.theadjusted.com.
And if they wanted to personally get in contact with you to try to help you out with anything?
Anyone can reach us by email, actually. We've set up an email at artistworkshop@thegodeater.com. And there's always someone in there the second day, so they can reach us there.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for taking the time to come on and talk about your great project. And
thank you for having me.
Hey, I look forward to hollering at you again, man.
Definitely.
Yeah, keep me abreast, and whenever you're breaking something, feel free to shoot me an email or just give me a call.
Happy.
All right. Well, hey, brother, our time is up. Once again, thank you for coming on, and I look forward to having you on again soon. All right, you take care. All right. That was Sultan Stewart of the God Eater graphic novel project. Doing a great thing. If you can get behind something, if you're looking to get behind something, this is a project well worth getting behind. And on that note, I want to thank my man Sultan for coming on once again. I want to thank you for listening. And Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-word, you say it right, Smooth Drama. I'm out. I'll see y'all later on this evening.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.